Welcome to PS Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT Journal family. My guests today are Dr. Ping Zhao, Senior Program Officer at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Dr. Rajat Nesakhan, Director for GlaxoSmithKline. They are both Associate Editors for CPT Pharmacometrics and Systems Pharmacology. And we're also joined today by Dr. Jane Knochel, Associate Researcher at Potsdam University and former editor-in-training for PSP, and she is now a guest editor for the themed issue we'll be discussing shortly. Dr. Lutz Harnisch, Senior Group Director at Regeneron, is also helping to guide this issue, but unfortunately he's unable to join us today. We do greatly appreciate his contributions to this themed issue, however. Ping, Raja, and Jane, it's great to have you all on the podcast today.
Thank you, Elena. Good to have you, Raja and Jane. Great to chat with you about this exciting themed issue.
PSP has recently issued a call for papers for an issue publishing in the fourth quarter of 2025 that will focus on model-based innovations in pediatric rare disease. Before we dive into that theme, Ping, can you talk a bit about how PSP chooses its yearly theme? And what's the thought process behind selecting specific topics?
Thank you, Elena. Each year, CPT-PSP publishes at least one themed issue to present a comprehensive overview of the current state of a selected topic. The process is straightforward. Early in the year, associate editors brainstorm potential topics. By mid-year, the team narrows down to one topic, and the associate editors who proposed the idea will present rationales at the monthly meeting for endorsement.
Thanks, Ping. And that actually ties really well into my next question, which is for Jane, because you pitched the idea for this particular theme. So Jane, why did PSP decide to focus on pediatric rare diseases in 2025?
That's a really great question, Elena. So as we all kind of have noticed, awareness and interest in rare diseases have been increasing worldwide. And actually, like recently, we had a notable initiative that the Canadian government invested $20 million into improving health outcomes for children living with rare diseases. In addition to this public awareness, modeling and simulation plays, of course, a crucial role in informing drug development for these conditions, because we have unique challenges posed by these generally, first of all, small patient populations. We have an early onset of these many rare diseases, and they frequently lack the prior knowledge in terms of that we don't have any experience in adult populations for these pediatric rare diseases. And thus, the application of pharmacometrics and systems pharmacology is actually vital in these fields. So these methodologies that we all know can significantly support streamlined drug development for pediatric rare diseases, including trial design, biomarker selection, sample size determination, and dose optimization. And Raja will talk more about this in a second. And another piece of this actually ties very nicely into our strategy right now, because we have just recently had a special issue on pregnancy and lactation. And it's kind of a continuation of that topic. And the special issue will be coming out in November 2024.
Excellent, Jane. Thank you. And way to go, Canada. Good job on you. And it does tie very nicely into the pregnancy-themed issue that we'll be publishing in November. And there will be another podcast about that issue coming soon, so be on the lookout for that. Raja, what topics are you hoping researchers will submit for this issue?
Thank you, Elena. As Jane mentioned, we were hoping to see a spectrum of applications in pediatric rare diseases from a model-informed drug development or MIDD point of view. There are unique aspects to this therapeutic area. It's a pediatric special population, so safety is important. Rare diseases carry the implication of lower sample sizes and high inter-individual variability, as well as strong genetic components to disease progression. And the therapeutic modalities are often novel, for example, gene therapies, all of which make the estimation of therapeutic efficacy difficult. Addressing all these factors from the point of view of deepening our understanding of disease progression, selecting the right patients, drug combinations and dosing regimens, and optimizing clinical trial design, leveraging the power of MIDD tools, is what I would love to see most in this issue.
Thanks, Rajat. And Ping, what types of papers, articles, reviews, et cetera, are you hoping that researchers will submit?
So a themed issue typically includes a mix of original research, reviews, tutorials, and perspectives. And normally, the editors of the themed issue will write an editorial highlighting the selected articles.
Thank you. Jane, what's the value in submitting for a themed issue? Why would you wait to publish in a specific issue if you have research ready now?
Yeah, thanks, Elena, for raising these important considerations. Submitting to a themed issue really offers the opportunity to attract a targeted audience and increase your visibility within your field. So presenting your research alongside other relevant studies provides a more comprehensive overview of the current state of the field and situates your work within the broader context, just as Ping was mentioning earlier. Furthermore, as editors, we prioritize the quality and the promotion of our special issues to optimize their impact. So in summary, aligning your publication with a themed issue maximizes the reach of your research to your targeted audience and allows you to be part of a collective presentation of advancement in your specific area, providing this really nice comprehensive overview.
Excellent points. And I will also say that on the journal staff end and the society end, we do a lot to promote these themed issues. So they definitely get a bigger boost on social media and things like that. So, Raja, what about you? What are you hoping to see in this issue? And what would you like to authors to know before submitting? What do you think readers should be looking forward to?
Thank you so much for this, Alaina. I have both the perspective of an editor in this journal as well as an avid reader of many of the articles in the journal. I believe that as a leading journal in pharmacometrics and systems pharmacology, our aim with special issues is to showcase a diverse and broad set of applications and perspectives relevant to a specific therapeutic area. And I like to believe that we have been quite successful with this in the past. So I would like to emphasize Ping's point here to the authors that we would like to hear about conventional and novel approaches, case studies, state-of-the-art reviews, standard and out-of-the-box perspectives, and really everything in the in between. We would like potential authors to reach out to us for a dialogue if they are unsure whether the research is a fit for the special issue. And from the reader's perspective, I hope that the special issue will focus on the similarities to MIDD approaches in other therapeutic areas, where we might be able to leverage synergistic intersections, as well as unique components to be factored into MIDD strategies in this area, including from a regulatory perspective. This is so that drug developers will know where to strike the balance between standard and tailored approaches for accelerating drug development via MIDD with pediatric rare diseases.
Thanks, Rajat. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by May 15th, 2025, so if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to PSP, please feel free to contact PSP's managing editor, Alethea Gerding, at alethea@ascpt.org. That's alethea@ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to PS Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.